What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Postcast coming at you, part of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics, focusing on baseball, recording this after a busy Wednesday. On the work side, Eddie Greer hosting this podcast. The losing streak is continued, has continued for K-State baseball. Blew a three-run lead last night. En route to a 7-6 loss last night down there at Omaha. Up there in Omaha, Nebraska. Their three-run lead vanished in the bottom of the eighth inning as Omaha rallied back down two runs to score three and to put the nail in the coffin for K-State. Another one-run loss added to the resume early on in the season. What was a promising, well, seemed to be, promising start for K-State baseball, 4-0. Now you drop to 4. Wait, hang on a second here. Nope. Okay, I was right. 4, almost said 4-6. 4-5 on the year. And now you go home and take on, yeah, Army. I'm getting my dates crossed, up here. Army here for the home opener on Friday here. Manager P. Hughes, after the game, said, quote unquote, "We play poorly tonight. Obviously, we need to improve in many areas." And he goes on to say, quote, "Winning programs need to expand five-run leads to finish and finish games." Have we heard that before on this podcast? Raise your hand, K-State Nation. Have we heard that before? I think we've had from a certain individual on this podcast, that my co-host and Alex Aiden. And then to finish Mantra Hughes's other quote here, "We fell short with that in mindset. And that is my responsibility," end quote there. As well, the Cats were leading 6-3. And then later on, they were 6-4. Omaha tacked on a run later on to cut the lead to 2. And Omaha said, "We're going to turn it up a notch and score 3 right there." The key inning, obviously, the 8th inning, the Mavs score 4 unanswered runs there to seize control of this game there. Omaha put runners on second and third, and then with a sack bunt there from Mike Bovee, the 2022 Summit League Player of the Year last year, created a one-run game with a single to left field, and then another situation for second and third for the Omaha put the Mavs in a golden opportunity and a huge two-run single late in that game to put the icing on the cake. Fortunately, K-State baseball is finally, officially going home. Hopefully get some home cooking started. Of course, the home opener on Friday night against Army coming in here. And not what it seems, because Omaha, they were a 2-5 team going in there. And K-State coughed up a three-run advantage to lose once again. Which now, folks, go back to the 4-1 start. They have lost 5 in a row. Oh, wait, hang on a second. They have lost 4-0 start. They have lost 5 straight. So this... yeah, and two of these losses could have been easily wins. One of them at Lamar, you fall behind, your comeback comes short, you lose 4-3 a couple weeks ago. Now, this last night here, you blow a three-run advantage. In college baseball, momentum's a thing in college baseball for sure. College athletic, really, all levels of college athletics, from football to basketball. You see in college basketball all the time, football especially, and definitely in the baseball game, right? College baseball in particular. You see this all the time. People go on runs, and all of a sudden you cannot stop it here. And yes, I'm going to piggyback what Alex has been saying on this podcast. Finish games, man. And this is another opportunity, a lost opportunity for K-State to get it done. And now you're coming home 4-5 now. This is an opportunity. This stretch of games, this next 4 games here between Army and Stonehill, opportunity to get some wins under your belt here. I know Stephen F. Austin was an anomaly, because Stephen F. Austin was like 16-32 last year or something like that. They're a sorry team last year. Hey, look, I'm going to call it what it is, okay? So, but another heartbreaker. In this game, you should have won this game. Instead, you lose. These are the games you have to win. And then, of course, the tougher games, well, you can try to manage at least, if it, depending on the series, if it's a 3-game series, you have to get at least one. If it's a winnable series, like a non-ranked opponent is, then you got to get 2 or 3. This is finicky. So, once again, Mantra Pete Hughes, again, putting it on himself. And like we said before, the couple years that we've been on this podcast, K-State baseball continues to give away games here. K-State pitching staff allowed 7 runs. 5 of those were earned, 10 hits, 5 walks. That's alarming. 7 strikeouts. The Wildcats on the other end, 4 earned runs. Well, yeah, no, excuse me, 6 runs, 4 of those earned on 8 hits. They did walk themselves, though. Got in base, 11 walks, 6 strikeouts, 4 errors. They got to clean it up. They have to clean this up. 4 errors. This, again, credit to Alex A. McColl for the weekly edition of podcast. He gonna love this one. what are we doing on the field? We have got to stop shooting ourselves out on the field. When 4 errors, I mean, it's glaring. It's right there. I mean, you just can't make mistakes out there on the field. It allows other teams to either get back in the game or to take advantage. The dreaded, you know, the all dreaded leadoff walk, right? It always come back here to bite you in the butt. Right, they have to get this straight now. It's still early in the season, but man, we're seeing this here in the last what? I know we had competition, stiffer competition with LSU, Sam Houston, in Iowa last weekend, right? And we should have beat Lamar before that. So you got 4 losses right there, and then this one a costly loss there. So not good. But the positive part, you're going home, Toyton Family Stadium. We're going to see these Cats in action. The next 4 games here between 2 opponents, Army and Stonehill, you got to win all these games. Look, I'm going to call it what it is. You got to win all these games, plain and simple. I mean, it's simple for me because I can say that. But look, K-State's better than these 2 teams. You got to win these games. There's just no way around it right there. Cole Johnson to highlight one of our Cats here. He went 2-for-3 at the plate. He did walk. One of those 11 walks, he walked, got on base with that as well. So, Brennan Jones has reached in all 9 games this year. So, Brennan Jones trying to set the table for this lineup. He's doing his part. The offense doing their part. They need to do their part in the pitching area and defense, apparently, here as well as Army. They kick off the home schedule for K-State baseball for 2023 coming on Friday. As I lost the tab here, so it went dark for a minute. There we go. Army and Stonehill, March 3rd through the 6th. Everything begins on Friday. Army Black Knights come calling here. The first pitch, just a little bit at the top of the hour, 4 Central Time, folks. I believe K-Man will carry this game as well. So K-State's going to have to come up with some answers, and time for them to do some home cooking like they have done in the past with Manager Pete Hughes. Toyton Family Stadium has been a tough place to win for opponents, so I expect K-State to come out there, guns blazing, score a lot of runs, and let's get some solid defense for a change, man. Come on, man. Project Podcast. Again, you're new to the podcast. Welcome on board to this K-State podcast, all things K-State. You love what you're hearing today or whenever you listen to this, definitely make sure your next step is to subscribe to this podcast and then share it with your fellow friends from the K-State area here in Manhattan, whether that's Junction City, Wamego, KC, or wherever you listen to get your podcast, make sure you get on that as well. And then also, if you want to, feel free to rate us and or leave a review as well. And I speak for Alex. No more 1 stars. Ain't allowing that. Yeah, it was brought to my attention. I talked about it in the last week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly episode 146. That somebody left a 1 star there, and I don't get in all these stars and whatnot, but it was brought to my attention by not 1, but 2 people who listen to this podcast on a consistent basis. So no more of that. If you're gonna do that, you're not helping the cause. Go listen to another podcast, especially that if that's coming from a not K-State fan. I'm just saying that. All right, so I'll get out my soapbox on that again. K-State baseball now drops to 4-5 after another 1 loss game at Omaha last night. Okay, again, stay tuned for more coverage of the Pro Project Podcast daily, the PBBD. And also, we got some good content coming up your way here, folks. And, of course, we're approaching another mini milestone here on the Pro Project Podcast. You want to make sure you subscribe here. I'm excited for the next few episodes here of the podcast. So definitely Make sure you subscribe. Obviously, the men's basketball team right now has us excited right now. We're on the last week of the regular season as we're recording this. So definitely make sure you stick with us, subscribe, do all the things. And that way, you stay on top of it every time we post K-State athletic content, whether that's football, men's basketball, women's basketball. You know, you get it what I'm saying, the whole nine yards. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all for listening to today's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!